Five powerful psalms for healing to encourage you and loved ones explained. In times of pain and hardship, turning to the psalms can offer profound comfort and strength. These sacred songs and prayers, written from the depths of human experience, resonate with anyone seeking solace and restoration. Among them, certain psalms stand out for their focus on healing, offering words that uplift the weary soul and renew the spirit. Whether you're facing physical illness, emotional distress, or spiritual struggles, these five powerful psalms for healing remind us of God's unfailing love and His ability to bring peace and wholeness in the midst of our trials. Let us begin. Psalm 6. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me, save me because of your unfailing love, Psalm 6 verse 2. This verse from Psalm 6 verse 2 is a heartfelt plea for mercy and healing from God, expressed by someone in deep physical and emotional distress. Here's a breakdown of its meaning. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. The speaker acknowledges their weakness and vulnerability, seeking God's compassion. The word faint indicates physical exhaustion or a state of being overwhelmed by circumstances. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. This line vividly portrays physical suffering, with bones symbolizing the very core of the person's being. It suggests intense pain and a desperate need for divine intervention. My soul is in deep anguish, beyond physical pain. The speaker also experiences profound emotional or spiritual torment. This emphasizes the holistic nature of their suffering, affecting both body and soul. How long, Lord, how long? This question expresses a sense of desperation and impatience, reflecting a common human struggle with waiting for relief or resolution from suffering. Turn, Lord, and deliver me. The speaker appeals to God to actively intervene, seeking deliverance from their current plight. Turn implies asking God to focus his attention on their needs. Save me because of your unfailing love. This final plea rests on God's character, specifically his steadfast and reliable love. The speaker trusts in God's mercy and love as the basis for their request for salvation and healing. In essence, this passage is a powerful expression of human suffering and reliance on God's compassion and love. It reflects the vulnerability and deep faith of someone who, in the midst of anguish, turns to God for comfort, healing, and salvation. Psalm 25. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish, Psalm 25 verse 17. This verse from Psalm 6 verse 2 is a heartfelt plea for mercy and healing from God, expressed by someone in deep physical and emotional distress. Here's a breakdown of its meaning. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. The speaker acknowledges their weakness and vulnerability, seeking God's compassion. The word faint indicates physical exhaustion or a state of being overwhelmed by circumstances. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. This line vividly portrays physical suffering, with bones symbolizing the very core of the person's being. It suggests intense pain and a desperate need for divine intervention. My soul is in deep anguish, beyond physical pain. The speaker also experiences profound emotional or spiritual torment. This emphasizes the holistic nature of their suffering, affecting both body and soul. How long, Lord, how long? This question expresses a sense of desperation and impatience, reflecting a common human struggle with waiting for relief or resolution from suffering. Turn, Lord, and deliver me. The speaker appeals to God to actively intervene, seeking deliverance from their current plight. Turn implies asking God to focus his attention on their needs. Save me because of your unfailing love. This final plea rests on God's character, specifically his steadfast and reliable love. The speaker trusts in God's mercy and love as the basis for their request for salvation and healing. In essence, this passage is a powerful expression of human suffering and reliance on God's compassion and love. It reflects the vulnerability and deep faith of someone who, in the midst of anguish, turns to God for comfort, healing, and salvation. Psalm 27. Wait for the Lord, Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord, Psalm 27 verse 14. Psalm 27 verse 14 is an encouragement to remain patient and steadfast in faith while awaiting God's intervention. Here's a detailed explanation. Wait for the Lord, this phrase emphasizes the importance of patience and trust in God's timing. It encourages believers to remain hopeful and expectant, even when immediate answers or resolutions are not apparent. Be strong and take heart, this part of the verse calls for inner strength and courage. Be strong suggests resilience in the face of challenges, while take heart encourages maintaining hope and confidence. Together, they advise fortitude during difficult times. Wait for the Lord, repeated the repetition reinforces the central message of the verse, underscoring the need for perseverance and trust in God. It suggests that waiting is not passive but involves active faith and courage. In essence, this verse offers a powerful reminder to trust in God's timing and remain steadfast in faith, even when facing uncertainties or hardships. It calls for strength, courage, and a hopeful heart while waiting for God's guidance or deliverance. Psalm 30. Lord my God, I called to you for help, and you healed me, Psalm 30 verse 2. Psalm 30 verse 2 is a personal testimony of God's responsiveness and healing. Here's a breakdown of its meaning. 1. Lord my God, this opening addresses God with reverence and personal connection. It acknowledges the speaker's relationship with God, emphasizing trust and devotion. 2. I called to you for help, the speaker recounts a moment of need when they sought God's assistance. This implies a situation of distress or difficulty where human resources were insufficient, leading them to seek divine intervention. 3. And you healed me, this phrase expresses gratitude and recognition of God's intervention. Healed can refer to physical, emotional, or spiritual restoration. The speaker acknowledges that their recovery or relief came directly from God's action. Overall, this verse is a declaration of faith and thanksgiving. It reflects the speaker's reliance on God in times of trouble and their recognition of God's power to heal and restore. It serves as a testament to God's faithfulness and the efficacy of prayer. Psalm 31. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction, you have known the distress of my soul, and you have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy, you have set my feet in a broad place, Psalm 31 verses 7-8 ESV. Psalm 31 verses 7-8 reflects a deep sense of gratitude and joy for God's attentive care and deliverance. Here's an explanation of its key elements. 1. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, the speaker commits to expressing joy and happiness in response to God's unfailing love. Steadfast love emphasizes God's enduring, faithful, and unwavering commitment to his people. 2. Because you have seen my affliction, this acknowledges that God is aware of the speaker's suffering or difficult circumstances. It reassures that God is attentive and compassionate, fully understanding the struggles they are facing. 3. You have known the distress of my soul, beyond physical or external affliction, God is also deeply aware of the internal, emotional pain, distress of my soul, the speaker has endured. This highlights God's intimate knowledge of their entire being. 4. You have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy, this expresses gratitude for God's protection and deliverance from adversaries or peril. It signifies that, despite threats or challenges, God has safeguarded the speaker from falling into their enemy's control. 5. You have set my feet in a broad place, this metaphor suggests freedom, security, and stability. A broad place contrasts with narrow, confined spaces, symbolizing a sense of liberation and safe footing provided by God. In summary, this passage is a proclamation of trust and thankfulness. It highlights God's awareness of human suffering, his protective care, and his role in providing security and freedom. The speaker rejoices in the assurance of God's steadfast love and deliverance. The healing psalms emphasize themes of distress, reliance on God, and divine restoration. They reflect the human experience of suffering, whether physical, emotional, or spiritual, and express heartfelt pleas for God's intervention. These psalms highlight God's awareness of affliction, His steadfast love, and His power to heal and deliver. Through their honest cries for help and subsequent gratitude for God's healing, the psalms offer reassurance of God's compassionate care and faithfulness, encouraging believers to trust in His timing and find solace in His unwavering presence.